Proclamation number 6494 of 7th of March, 1956. Office of the Truth Bearer. False legal concepts. And you will constantly have to fight with the sword of the mouth. You will have to use all your strength and perseverance for my word which is conveyed to you from above. You will have to represent it as pure truth because this is the task which was given to you at the same time as the transmission of my word. You will only rarely find faith, for people have formed their own opinions which they don't give away so easily because they lack the profound realization which can only be gained through a life of love. And therefore not many people are suitable to fulfill such a task, because the resistance is too great and will constantly increase against the pure truth and a strong will is required to nevertheless administer the office of a bearer of truth with its obligations. And these consist of passing on what he receives from me. Truth bearers were certainly active at all times, because I never failed to convey the pure truth to earth. And this truth was always opposed. But it was not yet the time when Satan was allowed to rage as he is allowed to do before the end. Even though he always wreaked havoc in people's hearts. Yet the faith in God, in Jesus Christ as Redeemer, was a living one, and this faith also brought about redemption. So that the winning of souls for the spiritual kingdom was recorded at all times, which, however, is becoming less and less in the present time, for no life in the sense of the awakening of the spirit can be found amongst people anymore, apart from a few exceptions which nevertheless do not inspire imitation. And precisely this dead state amongst humanity gives my adversary cause to rage against me because he now believes to be standing before the aim. And the fact that Satan's activity is evident amongst humanity can be ascertained again and again by those who want good and strive for good aims, for they will encounter resistance everywhere and will be able to pursue wickedness everywhere. Sinful was humanity at all times. But sinful activity was also detested at all times. By the large part of humanity, whereas now sin has taken over and is no longer recognized as sin. The people are no longer afraid to openly violate my commandments of love for God and neighbor, and what is openly wrong is regarded as right. People have wrong concepts of law and no sense of responsibility towards a higher judge. And in such a world it will be difficult to proclaim my gospel of love, and the purest truth from above will be opposed by unbelief and displeasure, precisely because humanity is under the influence of my adversary who confuses people's thinking and masterfully knows how to belittle me and the truth but to constantly lift himself up more, to transfer himself and his attitude to people and thus to deepen the darkness. And therefore I kindle a light everywhere which shall illuminate his activity and lead him out of the darkness. But the bearers of light will always be opposed, again and again attempts will be made to extinguish the light. Yet I will not leave people without protection and help who oppose my adversary's activity, who desire light and want to reach their aim on earth. And I constantly warn and admonish people who are still undecided and have not yet found the right path. For I still want to rescue from his power all those who are of good will so that the end will not approach and they, too, will still fall prey to ruin. And I can only help them by informing them of the truth, which will also be recognized by anyone who has not yet fallen prey to my adversary, who has a living faith in a God and Savior and through this faith has already separated himself from him of his own will. This one will accept the light and now also faithfully walk the path which certainly leads to me and to eternal life. Amen.